This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Updates on property values are going out to homes and business owners. 2 years ago, they largely saw a big increase in value, which impacts property taxes. But Denverite's Andrew Kenny says, on the Front Range, the new assessments show the average property value has stayed more or less flat.
These property values are what determines, in large part, how much property tax you're paying. But there is a little twist. So you might expect my property value went down, my property taxes are going to go down. Not necessarily true, because there could be a change in property tax rates next year when you're paying those taxes. You won't know exactly what your property tax bill is until the end of the year, most likely.
That's Denverite's Andrew Kenny. You can expect wet weather starting tonight or tomorrow. The National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Klyla says the forecast is concentrated in southern Colorado.
Depending on the exact track of that system, you know, it could bring a period of prolonged rainfall at least through Tuesday. And there could be some heavy snow in the higher mountains too.
He says the rain is forecast to be more sustained than just a passing thunderstorm. Financial service company TIAA is cutting 84 jobs at its Denver headquarters and will also cut jobs at its Broomfield data center at a later date. The company announced last summer that it is closing its Denver headquarters, a well-known feature of the city's skyline, and moving to Texas. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.